Welcome to the Adventure Disability Podcast, brought to you by This Past Life NYC. I'm your host, Lindsay Goranson.
Snap! What a happy sound! Snap is the happiest sound I've found. Me clap, rap. Like Krispies.
I say it's crackle, the crispy sound. You gotta have crackle or spot not found.
Snap, crackle, like Krispies.
I insist that pop's the sound. The best was missed unless pop's around. You can't stop hopping and the cereal's popping.
And now for our civility challenge. Ask a familiar stranger for their story. What is a familiar stranger, you may ask? Or what are you even talking about, Lindsay? Both valid. All of us have people that we cross paths with in our daily lives, people we see probably more than our friends or family. I probably see the woman who runs the bodega near my apartment at least twice as much as I see any of my friends and about 20 times as much as I see my actual family. But I have never stopped to ask her story. I actually don't even know her name. Mid-century America knew their neighbors. There were cookouts and welcoming committees. You moved into a new neighborhood and you expected a ding at the door and a smiling face to introduce you to your new community. We had dinner parties and our children played together in the yard. It was, of course, out of necessity that we congregated together in this way. We simply didn't have the same resources or distractions or stores or technology. But it also made us feel safe knowing our neighbors. They had our back. They kept an eye on our house when we were away or watered our plants if they looked dry or lent us sugar when we were out. There were bad things too, of course, but as always, I only want to think about how we can bring the good from then to now. And we can start with knowing a bit more about these people we live our lives in tandem with. So snap a picture of you with your familiar stranger and maybe what you learned and share it on Twitter or Instagram with the hashtag CivilityChallenge. See and share your virtual neighborhood community. Do you have an idea for our next Civility Challenge? Send me a postcard at P.O. Box 1417, NYC 10028, and perhaps I'll read it on the air. And as always, I'd also love to hear your thoughts, difficulties, and discoveries while exploring a more polite life with This Past Life NYC. Good luck, and see you for the next Civility Challenge. Year 2014, day 14. As hard as I try, my fingers press back with obstinance as I write. That beautiful body song of typewriter keys is not springing to the air like anxious birds of spring. They rest, those keys, like insurmountable mountains at the feet of my story. I am struggling. The annual celebration of my first breath awaits around the corner in next week. Perhaps it is the shadow of its long face that causes the keys to resist, or the unraveling weave of my determination to be heard. Or perhaps the reason for what I find so terribly important escapes me at the window of this rainy spring afternoon. Although the damp air of the day is cool and still, and the birds tinkle like the bells at the waist of a dancer, I am aware of so much noise, of so many pulls and heaves of the lives in the shoebox apartments facing my fire escape, the tremendous mute of unmet expectation, trips not taken, lips not kissed. It feels as if there is so much noise that the world will crack at the clack of my keys. When the words do come, they move like molasses in dark, languid crouching across the page, uncertain of the direction of the slope of sentence. The end of the page, a lifetime too distant, a lifetime too important to fill with one more hesitant word. But I know that I must write, that the molasses must continue to seep toward my purpose. Yes, I am lost in the din, yet I must not let those fingers stop the story. With love, from the past, Lindsay.
Billy Brown, the smoothest, coolest guy in town. The chicks all seem to dig his jive.
Hey, tell us, Bill, how can we arrive?
It's easy, Jack. Any gal gets sent when you flash a smile by Pepsodent.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
Pepsodent's new improved formula cleans teeth whiter than ever. Tastes brighter, too. New formula Pepsodent contains IMP. There's nothing else as good at getting teeth white.
You'll wonder where the yellow went when you brush your teeth with Pepsodent.
And now for this episode's Glimpse of New York, featuring one of my familiar strangers, the super at my apartment building in Yorkville neighborhood of New York City, John.
You know, we came here in 1956, you know.
Yeah.
And we were living 2 months with my wife's sister, with the sister-in-law, you know. Then we got a place. The owner, he owned some buildings on 89th Street between 2nd and 3rd, and also one on 1st and 2nd. So
in this neighborhood you moved?
Yeah, here on 89th Street. And then we got the super job. We have free renting. And I have to clean down the house and taking care of the garbage. We were there maybe 10 years. And then my wife, she knows somebody on 88th Street, 339. And they give up their super job, so we took that super job. We moved from 89 to 88th Street. So we were there another 15 years. And then over there, we moved here in 1984.
So you just kind of worked your way down the block.
Always a better neighborhood. Years ago, the people, they were afraid, you know. This 96th Street, that was like a border.
Yeah. You know?
So they all were afraid. The people, they're coming closer.
Yeah.
But it turned out all right. You see, now further up in the 100, you have some nice blocks too.
Yes, you do.
Yeah.
Especially around Lux.
You see, this fella, he lives here 2 houses down. He bought this 2 apartments here on 517. And he got 5 brownstone buildings up in 120.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he rents it.
Yeah.
The people move up there, you see, it's a little cheaper to rent, but it's nice also.
Yeah.
Hi, Oliver. You late?
What?
You late?
No, I'm not late.
Okay, take it easy.
Where did you move from? And what did you move here for?
From Germany.
From Germany.
You see, we were born in Hungary, both my wife and I, in the same town. So we know each other. When we left Hungary and we settled down after the war in Germany, that was our worst time in our life. You see, there was everything in the country, plenty of food, but we don't get it. So in 1945, when the war ended, we came there in 1946. So for a year, it was tough. But then we had a currency changed. We got a good dollar. That time, after the war, the German mark was 1 to 4. You have to pay $4 for 4 marks for a dollar. So it was a good money.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it, Germany lost the war. It was better than in Russia.
Mm.
Now you see also the Russians, they forced us out from our country, you know. But we were lucky. We came to West Germany.
Mm.
You see, that time after the war was West and East.
Yes.
So we were lucky, the people who left Hungary after us, they all settled down in East Germany. Mm. That was like a prison, you know?
Yeah.
So I always have to say we were free there in West Germany. And also we had election in 1948. We had a good government there. Mm. We had a real democratic government. Mm. And a smart guy was, Adenauer was his name, who was the president. He was a Christian Democrat. Mm. And also then, you see, I had a job there in Germany in a paper factory. I worked every week different hours. Mm. 1 week from 6 to 2, then from 2 to 10, and from 2 to 10, morning is 6 o'clock, the whole night. I couldn't get used to it.
Sure.
I couldn't sleep, and I didn't have no appetite, but it was a job. You know? The same thing when I came here. I worked here in a butcher line. You see these trucks driving around here, Broncos?
Yeah.
I worked there for 9 years. And I don't like it, but it was a job. You know, I worked there for 80 cents an hour.
Wow.
In 1956. You see, when I see people complaining, you know. But I took it as it came.
How has the neighborhood changed? I know it used to be old German neighborhood, yeah?
It changed a lot. Then you walk down second day when you... That time a lot of Hungarian from the revolution, they were living here. So you just hear things talking Hungarian. And then the Germans also, they were strong here. The fact that stores, they were all Germans. It was nice here, still is nice. Especially here, this block is nice now, we're close to the park. It's just... Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
It's warming up.
Ah, nice, isn't it?
So we sit down here now, and I think that's our last thing. We don't move from here now.
It's a nice street.
Oh, yeah.
So do you know a lot of people from the neighborhood then? Because you've always been in this neighborhood, right?
There are always some people that I know. But sometimes I pass by on 89th Street. Some people, they got old. Sometimes I don't even recognize them. No, but you don't see the people 20, 30 years.
Sure. So do you have any favorite memories from the neighborhood? Any great stories from the neighborhood?
No, no, not really. You see, I went to, when I worked in a butcher line, I started to work 6 o'clock. I came home after 3 o'clock, so there was not too much time running around. No, you see here, I know a lot of people. A lot of people. No, you see, when I was working, I don't know nobody. Also, with English speaking, it was tough too. In the butcher line, everybody spoke English, German. So I don't learn nothing. But when I left that job, then I started working in the elevators, installing elevators. I worked on 120 Broadway. You know that area?
Yeah.
So I worked in that building 3 years. So then I just heard the English language. And when I came home with the children also, I learned a little bit. So I still have a friend here. You know, maybe you saw him also with me. He don't speak good English, and he's here 50 years. And the other friend of mine, he don't speak English at all. When he came home with his wife, he spoke Hungarian. When he went somewhere to his friend, he's Hungarian. So I don't know how you can live here without speaking the language, you know? Yeah. But that the language is so important.
Are there any places you really love in the neighborhood that you've been going to for a long time?
No, you see, I like the bakery. They're here for over 100 years. Bija.
Yeah.
And also Shalom WCF, also 100 years. 86, there were a couple of German store, you know. But a couple of years ago, there is the rent, so they all moved out. The Navy, you know, they came here with some to New York. And they all came here. There were two dance saloon here, you know, 86. And this military, they all came here.
That sounds wonderful.
Yeah. High life.
I'd like to thank my super, John, for sitting on the stoop with me in the warm spring sun and telling me about his life. I have lived in his building for 4 years and have always wondered where he came from. I asked, and now I know. See how that works? Amazing. So that's everything for this episode of Adventure to Civility, brought to you by This Past Life NYC. Know an old NYC business or storyteller that you'd like to hear on the show, or just want to share your thoughts? Write me at P.O. Box 1417, New York City, 10028. You can also contact me online at info@thispastlifenyc.com, on Twitter at @thispastlifenyc, as well as on Etsy, Facebook, and Pinterest. Oh, and I have a favor to ask of you. If you're listening to this podcast via iTunes and you're enjoying yourself, please leave me a review there. That helps us to be better indexed and include more listeners in our community. As always, many thanks to Internet Archive at archive.org for the old radio ads and freesound.org for the Foley used in today's episode. Thank you, and see you in the future.